This is a download from the BBC.
Hi there, I'm Ricky from the BBC World News for Schools. It's Friday, the 17th of June. Coming up, parents getting drunk has a big impact on their children. Riots break out after ice hockey match in Canada. And Aston Villa footy fans are not happy with their new manager. But first, children who see their parents get drunk are twice as likely to regularly get drunk themselves. In a survey of children in the UK, researchers found a fifth said they'd been drunk by the time they'd hit 14. The study also looked at what influences this behaviour and found that parents had a big effect. Next to Canada, where riots broke out after an important ice hockey match. The Vancouver Canucks were beaten 4-0 by Boston Bruins in the Stanley Cup Finals. Thousands of people had gathered in the city hoping to celebrate a win, but after their team lost, violence erupted and hockey fans burnt cars and looted shops. Locals were unhappy with what happened.
This is wrong for the city. This isn't the reputation we want. After the Olympics, we did so much to bring this city to where it is today. And this is what we do now. This is not what the city wants.
Next to Scottish football, and politicians want to stamp out violence amongst fans. It's especially a problem with big teams like Celtic and Rangers. The rivalry often goes back to the differences in the religions of the two teams, one being Protestant and the other Catholic. Today, the Scottish government's announcing its plans to try to stop the violence, including longer prison sentences. Paul McBride's witnessed the violence and thinks tougher laws are a good idea.
It starts at an early age, and children have to see people being brought to account.
And staying with footy, lots of Aston Villa fans aren't happy that Alex McLeish is their new manager. He was the boss of rival team Birmingham City, and Villa fans have been protesting outside their football stadium.
He's not good enough for this club. We've got ambition and direction in this club. We would not be thinking about employing him.
But Alex McLeish says he intends to give absolutely everything to prove that he can be a success at the club. Yesterday, we wanted to know which volcano causes the loss of the ancient towns of Herculaneum and Pompeii. And the answer is Mount Vesuvius. And finally, the worst thing about having a cell phone is when the battery dies when you're out and about. But that's no longer a problem for people in Belgrade in Serbia. A solar-powered invention shaped like a tree lets people there charge their phones without having to go home. And even if the sun disappears, the panel stores enough power for a month. People like the environmentally friendly idea.
It's clean energy and useful when you have no other solution for your phone.
Okay, that's all from the World News for Schools team. We're back on Monday. Bye for now.